Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Volter dictating an endoscopy report on Winston Nelson. Date of birth is 12/26/1953. Date of procedure is January 11, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Volter. Do you have referring physicians? Dr. Anna Concha. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma hot snare polypectomy, comma cold biopsy. Indication is hemocult positive stools. And description, procedure, informed consent obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as the moments you will explain to the patient, period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedation for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, period. Well, located limbus video gastroscopes introduced into the esophagus and advanced in the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum. Stomach G junction, esophagus, period. A retroflex view is obtained in the cardio, period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient is in turnaround. In left lateral position, period of the directal exam is normal, period of well lubricated limbus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice of the cecum and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transform, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal on the rectum, period of retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with the Boston Bell Prep score 7,2-3-2, period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, number one. The proximal mid-esophagus did have some white plaques, which were easily scraped off and suctioned. Biopsies were obtained to rule out candida. Next line, Z-line was regular at 35 centimeters from the plate block. Next line, there was a small 1 to 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was gastric erythema. Noted biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was duodenal bulb erythema. Biopsies were obtained for evaluation. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Ampulla appeared unremarkable, period. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line. There were three rectosigmoid sessile polyps ranging from approximately 7 to 8 millimeters, all removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a rectosigmoid polyp that was approximately 1.2 centimeters that was removed with hot snare polypectomy, period. Sorry, delete that. The last line should say there was a pedunculated rectosigmoid polyp that was approximately 1.5 centimeters that was removed with hot snare polypectomy at the base. Next line, there was a transverse colon there were two transverse colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line. There was also a larger, approximately 1.2 centimeter transverse colon sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. This was done in piecemeal fashion. Please note the size to be approximately 1.3 centimeters instead of 1.2 centimeters. Next, there was a approximately 1 centimeter flat, sessile serrated appearing cecal polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 6 millimeter ascending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was 2 hepatic flexure polyps, approximately 5 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 descending colon polyps, approximately 7 millimeters in size each, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a sigmoid colon sessile polyp, approximately 10 millimeters in size, removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was rectal erythema noted that was biopsied for histology. Next line, to the rectal erythema that was noted, and there was no active bleeding. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, if metasophageal biopsies reveal candida, would recommend treatment for this with fluconazole. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months given the amount of polyps noted on this exam. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled.